on. The smell of fresh bread baking. It's almost hypnotic. And now we're getting ready for my favorite part of the show. Although watching you shape bread was extremely entertaining.
Thank you so much.
It is for now for the cutting, the ceremonial cutting of the bread and the tasting.
You know, I'm just going to mention one thing, though. Yes. I noticed that Missy heated up some bread in the oven while the other bread was baking. Mm-hmm. And it brings to mind one thing, which is, I mean, if you've got a pan in there with water, you don't want to open it up because the steam all exits. But here with this, I mean, you have little protection.
In the same topic, you know, steam affects the bread in a couple, 10, 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, after that, you know, it's not going to be unreliable. So you can even do that, you know, even though, you know, you need to wait at least, you know.
Now, I've seen misting. I've seen them mist the top of the bread.
Yeah, different techniques. This, you know, work very well, so you don't, you know, easy.
I like your technique
better. That's why you're a master baker, and I've been watching too much TV.
So let's eat some of this bread.
Yes, I'm
exactly.
Ready.
So also, how's people, you know, what they think, you know, you cut the bread. I know people are going to have the tendency to use this as a saw. You know, always put this, you know, on the edge over there. You know, we have a beautiful, you know, stencil bread, by the way. So the technique is you spray some water, you put the stencil, sprinkle flour, take out the stencil, and bake it.
Now, is this, what stage do you do that?
When it's ready to bake.
So, at the very beginning.
At the very beginning.
No. Of the baking, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Right. At the beginning of the baking, before it goes into the oven.
It goes into the oven, yes, correct.
So, again, you're spraying with a little water over the stencil. Or no, I guess just the water goes on. So, you spray it, put the stencil on. Shake a little flour on top of it, pull the stencil off. You got a great pattern.
You score it and you put it in the oven. Yes,
he's got an LF for La Farm Bakery.
Well, that's what it stood for.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And you can be creative, you know.
Yeah.
Special, you know, you can.
What a neat idea, especially if you're doing it for a special occasion.
Yeah, like a party or something.
Yeah. So.
Oh,
look at
man.
That.
This reminds me of my days at the in my kingdom.
Look at that beautiful bread. Your days in the kingdom?
Yes. See, I live like a king. So I have, I just sit there and tear the bread. This looks like great bread.
And you know
what? Will you wait till he's done slicing?
And before you do this, I would like you to do something. Because, you know, as you know, one connoisseur, you know, are going to, you know, smell. I want you to smell. And for you to smell, you know, your bread, you know, you need to take it and you need to squeeze. And when you squeeze this through your nose, you get all the aroma, you know, of the bread, you know. And
you know what this is? This is a guild's trick to get novices to do this. I'll bet we can get those guys to sniff the bread.
There's pictures up on the walls inside the secret room.
Hello? Oh, you really can, though. It smells really good.
Yeah. You look like you're making your bread talk.
Hello. I'm the fat man. Would you like some more bread?
Now can I eat it?
Yes.
Now you can. You know,
of course, I got to wipe my nose now.
Oh.
I think I wiped my nose on the bread.
Okay, you can keep that piece.
Yes. Would you like a piece? Oh, man. Mm. But the texture, to me, the thing about artisan bread is the crust. The crust is everything.
This is
beautiful, man. This is really.
The crust, you know, the chrome also, you know, the flavor. This one is a sourdough, so you're going to have, you know, some deep, you know, flavor, you know, over there. So, and you know, this one, you know, Missy put, you know, over there is a white chocolate bread. The one, you know, earlier.
That doesn't look like anything he made.
Yeah.
Hey, now. All right, you go ahead and cut. I'm going to just remove this here.
I hope he cuts your finger off when you reach in there like that. Now, do we have to scratch and sniff this too?
No, please.
Okay. Oh, man.
There we go.
Oh.
So now you're addictive, you know. Now you.
Oh, that is crazy.
Now you want to make your bread. Exactly.
No wonder it's the number one selling bread for you. This is. Come on in, Monique.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
So that's with the country French bread dough that we made.
Correct, yes. It's now, as simple, definitely.
Let's talk very quickly about sourdough and sourdough starters and sort of the strain of sourdough you're using. How does that all factor in?
We are bread baker. You use flour. You need flour, water, a little bit of honey to start with. Is, you know, minimum 10 days, you know, and I explained all that to build your own, you know, and to be able to create, you know, your... as a home baker, the challenge is after to maintain it, you know, alive before you use it, because you don't use this every single day. But you need to feed it, you know, with the yeast, you know, you need to nourish it. Mm-hmm. If you don't put in your fridge. If you put in your fridge, you're going to kill it, you know, slow down so much. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's definitely a lot of intention you need to have. So, but
But I've heard of strains that have been, you know, starters that have been for years, for 50 years, supposedly the same.
So, look, here we go.
What are you doing?
I'm taking a few for the road.
You're putting it in your pocket.
Well, it's called pocket bread.
No, it's not called pocket bread.
It's not? Oh. No. Well, all right. I'll go back over here.
Anywhere.
So, and to answer your question, you know, mm-hmm. is to a starter. You know, is going at some point. He's going to might have an accident. You know, we are human. He's going to an accident happen. You need to know how to redo it. You know, and this is very important. You know, mm-hmm. so he's going to die. You know, unfortunately. So 50 years, 100 years. So what I say, you know, to our student, I say, look, you know. My grandfather was the only Frenchman on the Mayflower boat. He was a baker. He's how old is your starter? I'm just kidding. You know? So,
old and stubborn. Well, I could have been a baker in another life.
Exactly. So, oh, also, what is great about you know North Carolina, you know, and all over this country, you know, we finally get you know some wheat were grown in North Carolina. Mill in Asheville is stone ground. So we create a nice line, you know, very good for you, you know, because how his way has been his inner surrounding, inner region. He's been also milled, you know, around, you know.
Locally milled. Locally
milled, you know, locally ground. You know,
this what about sprouted grains?
Sprouted is a great way also, you know, to bring, you know, some more nutrients, you know, to you. And is another, you know, technique, you know, to be able to do it, you know, so and so forth. So this, you know, let me tell you, is a... we're moving forward with great fibers, you know, good for you, and so on and so forth. So mm-hmm. this is fantastic.
And do you get much, you know, gluten, celiac disease, and gluten-free is very...
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, yeah. You know, for...
My daughter has that, for example.
You know, very sorry. Is this, unfortunately, I'm sure you are very cautious about, you know, what you bring in home, you know. The same topic, me as a bread baker... I need to have, you know, gluten. You know, and so forth, you know. So,
yeah, now there are some, like at Whole Foods, they sell some gluten-free breads, and it's amazing, in the last 3 or 4 years, the caliber has gone up so much to the point where...
Oh, definitely.
When you toast it off now, especially if you freeze it first and then put it straight into a toaster and toast it off, it actually is pretty amazing, but... Unfortunately, there's nothing like this.
And that loaf right there, which, of course, people can't see, but it is actually made with North Carolina ground flour.
Indeed.
So, look at that. It's got the beautiful holes in it. It's like Swiss cheese.
Look at that. Here,
well, my friends, unfortunately, it comes to that tragic part of the show, the part where we end. Mm. And it has been a true, true baking journey of a lifetime with Chef Lionel Vatanet. He is checking, he's lifting the dome to see how his bread looks. While he's doing that, we want to thank him. And, oh, what a beautiful, beautiful piece of bread that looks like. And, my friends, we'd like to thank his partner and wife, Missy, for coming all the way from North Carolina to come to Atlanta to celebrate the new book that has just come out. It is an amazing book that one must have if you truly want to do artisan breads in a way that heretofore you couldn't do before. The book is a passion for bread. Lessons from a Master Baker, 7 Steps to Making Great Bread. Chef Vatanet, what a truly fun experience. We hope you had fun today.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah.
But you took us...
Also, making bread, you know, is all your energies. You know, have a lot of fun. It's very therapeutic, you know. What's coming out, you know, are going to be great, you know. I hope this book, you know, this 7 step, give you great results right away, you know, consistency and a lot of fun, you know. Do this with your kids, with your family, you know, let me tell you, is definitely a plus, you know, and I want to say thank you and merci, you know, to have me, you know, at your show. And I cannot wait to brush you on your French accent.
Oui, oui, monsieur. Well, anyway, my friends, we certainly appreciate Chef Lionel Vatnay, it's a true pleasure to have one of the true master bakers in the world here on our show today. And we certainly learned a lot, some more than others, and some are eating more than others. But thank you, Chef, and we couldn't have done it without our amazing sponsors. First, I'd like to thank some people to Monique for helping us out today, Chef Matt. And Matt is truly a chef. He's a great guy. He's also the manager of the Cook's Warehouse East Cobb, and to the whole crew for making this possible, to the wonderful folks at the publishing house that allowed us to bring Chef Vatnay in, and for Missy joining him and helping out. We couldn't do it. It's a really a group process. For Chef Eric for stepping in and grinding out and choking his dough better than anyone I've ever seen. To Michael the Whip Holst, our engineer, for making it happen. It's so much we are truly thankful for. But most of all, the listeners all over the world in the 42 states and the 31 countries. My friends, remember that the freedoms that we enjoy in this country, we enjoy them because of the people that lay their lives on the line each and every day. The price of freedom
is never free.
We thank you all for being here. God bless y'all. God bless America. We'll see you next week. We've got some exciting shows coming up. Chef and a Fat Man, eating out.